discussion of this table, so we'll only have items up to 8, and we have a couple items to receive and file. Please, members, look at those items, and Chairman Rogowski, would you take us to item 1 as you...
Well, it's item 1 on mine, on your, it's the same, the agreement of the Hudson Valley County.
Yes, 4490.
4490. Okay, this is, now I think we have, Commissioner Cullen is here. Well, I'll let the Commissioner introduce the item and introduce your colleague, if you will, to the committees.
Yes, sir. I have Chief Mike Volk, he's Chief of Communications for Westchester County, which is also known as Citizen Patrol, and heads up many of our radio projects. We received guidance from State Homeland Security grants advising us where we could better position ourselves to receive grants. Obviously, they always look at interoperable communications so that one department can work with another or one county with another. This will be able to position ourselves, this agreement, with the other counties to better accept a grant for interoperable communications. There's no specific grant in mind at this time. This just puts us in a position to be more competitive when it comes for grants.
So this is an agreement with, what, 4 other counties? Is it 4 or 5? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
Dutchess, Putnam, Rockland, Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster.
7 other counties to create this consortium that will position us to better able to qualify as a state or federal grants. So it's a process, but is it possible to say, once this is established, and if you're successful, what is the type of grant project that you're looking for? Can you give us an example of what you would do if you got the money? So that's...
We've been actually meeting since January, the other counties, the emergency communication officials, to discuss different projects. When we saw the grant come out and the grant guidance, it was very specific to looking at partnershiping with other counties. So that's when we first got together. We didn't have a specific project in place, but looking at some of the federal systems that are in place, I think Westchester has some really good radio systems, but it may not be that we can talk to all our other counties at the same time. So that's where we look at building something out. Nothing specific at this point, but looking to that venue.
But your priority may be as much inter-county. You think our intra-county communications are looking pretty good right now, and there's more of a need to be able to communicate. We just had a meeting on, Hurricane Irene and those kinds of disasters. So in the event, Westchester had to work with other counties, the kinds of projects that this would fund would be helpful, is what you're saying.
Okay. Okay. A prime example of where we've been successful with this is in the UTEC U-Call system. We, when New York City Fire Department, or EMS, has a large incident, they may call Westchester County units to fill in fire stations in the Bronx. Up until last year, we couldn't speak to those fire companies or their dispatch down there in the Bronx. So with a new federal system we implemented just this year, it now gives us the ability to do that. So that's just one example of an area we may be looking at.
So this doesn't cost us any money. It's setting up this agreement, setting up the consortium. Then you're ready to apply for money. Hopefully, we'll get some and move forward from there. Okay, members of the Public Safety Committee, any questions?
No questions.
It's always, when I first became a legislator, was post 9/11, and this has been the goal all along, that all communication systems talk to themselves. It seems like we have moved forward and we continue to move forward to be connected. In the process of being connected, are we leaving some old systems out that may be behind the curve and discommunicating certain groups? Or is this state-of-the-art new equipment that we would be applying for funding gonna hammer on municipalities that may not be up to date?
Well, they have to meet the federal guidelines.
Right. It may be a combination of new and old technology. Just because technology is new doesn't always mean it's better. Mm-hmm. I think amateur radio operators are a perfect example that technology's been around for decades. And during disasters, it works. So we don't want to leave the systems behind at work, but we look at other systems to be able to share bandwidth.
Yeah, because I hear even in TV, analog, digital, and how one doesn't necessarily speak to the other or comes out all distorted.
And that's, there is standards that they look at to actually mix and match those two systems.
We look at everything. So analog works well for the fire service because they don't get a lot of distortion when they work in those environments. And digital works better for like public safety, law, and EMS. So we don't disregard any technology. We try to make it work for us.
I should point out at the beginning of the meeting that Acting Commissioner Cullen is here because you all know former Commissioner Sutton is no longer working as a commissioner. So Deputy Commissioner Collins, now acting commissioner, we welcome him in his new capacity. How many of the other counties have already taken the step we're about to take? Do you know of any that have already authorized their government?
Specific to this agreement?
Yeah, how many have already?
All of them have signed on, with the exception of
Washington. Okay, so we're waiting, because in 2 days, I know I'm going to a NYSAC meeting with our other counties. Our colleagues, next to me here is the president of NYSAC. So again, this seems like another example of counties working together, partnering it in an effort to get that funding. And that's why, frankly, from my perspective, I know from my colleague here, it's important Westchester work with other counties in the state through the NYSAC organization. It's one way we do that. Mr. Harkin.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I would move for both committees.
Second.
Okay. Moved and second both committees. Any other comments?
Mr. Gauss, just on discussion, I'm going to support this because I'm putting into the context of history, we go back 12 or 14 years, and we had... If there was an incident in this county, and 60 control toned out for say a mutual aid response, all of a sudden on the road would be different agencies coming from different parts of Westchester, some neighboring the community where the incident was, others more distant, and on their way, they're not able to communicate with one another. They get the fire ground, and it's possible that somebody's on one side of the building and they can't communicate with the people on the other side of the building. It was a total disaster. And it screamed out for someone to step forward to correct all of this. And I have to say, the Department of Emergency Services and our EIT department over the years, with DES's leadership, have done a tremendous job in putting communications here in this county. I know our goal was, the 95% coverage, 95% of the time, and they took us kind of out of the dark ages and put us in a position where agencies responding to emergencies in this county could now talk to one another in route, and once you get the fire ground, they would be able to communicate there as well. Extremely important. This is a natural next step because of simply our leadership role. I mean, history tells us 10 years ago, 9/11, with the New York City EOC crashing down in New York City, completely destroyed, the first test of our young department was to stand up and basically lead the coordination of our response outside of New York City as we marshaled all the equipment from here to Albany and Western Connecticut, Northern New Jersey, staging in Lower Westchester, feeding into New York City. As Mike points out, at the time, part of that afternoon, relying on ham radio operators to communicate back and forth. John, at the time, with his responsibilities as part of White Plains Fire, was fully engaged with that department and their help to what was going on. So everybody knew the importance of communication, and our role is clear. Where we are located, we are a neighbor to New York City. We will have new mutual aid responsibilities, no doubt, in the future with them and with others here in the Hudson Valley. So it's extremely important that this interoperable communications consortium be put together, go to work, to now improve us even on that level as we work as a both a team member here in the Hudson Valley and also, quite honestly, as probably the leader going forward for the coordination of events that require massive response.
Okay, thank you for that. Is any other comments from any members of public safety or budget for that matter? If not, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman,
for both committees, if I may, Mr. Chairman, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item put forward. Anything else you're here for today?
Yes, sir.
No, them. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to go down the budget agenda, and the second item is also associated with you, Mr. Rogowski.
Yes, we have it's a bond act for a little over $2 million for security at the community college. And I know Legislator Williams, the capital improvement subcommittee, well, we do have representatives from the college here that will...
Yeah, we've
Mr. Chairman, if you want,
yes,
Legislator Williams kind of...
Legislator Williams, as the chairman of the subcommittee on capital projects, has reviewed these items.
We have reviewed these items, Mr. Chairman, and this project, as you know, is a major security systems modernization that the college has undertaken, which, as most of the capital projects of the college, is funded 50% by the state and 50% by the county. So we're not bearing the full cost of the project itself. This project, as the college will explain, is a phase project. They've completed phase one, this is phase two. And phase two really undertaken to really do a systematic upgrade of the security systems and the technology improvements so that security at the college will be such that we would not have to worry about it. I was pleased as the chairman of the subcommittee to hear the presentation. I think that it clearly shows that the college, this college, the great work that they're doing, they're moving into the 21st century in terms of our security systems. And so I am sure that you'll hear the presentation. One question I'd like them to address, and I know that it's probably premature, but just to talk about it, is that, and I didn't raise it at the subcommittee, is that given the President Obama's recent Jobs Act, I know that there are funds in there for community colleges. This is not to say that we shouldn't move forward. I think we should. But perhaps if there's any additional work that they might be doing later on, that we might be able to access that those funding if that legislation is passed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Thank you, everyone, for meeting us. I'm Patty Imperio, the Vice President, Dean of Administrative Services. You introduce Kevin Barbier, our Director of Facilities, and Brian Delansky, our Director of Security. As Mr. Williams said, we were here on Friday, and not to repeat myself, but we know in these difficult economic times, it's difficult to come to ask for money, and I'm sure it's difficult for you guys to award the money. So we said that to Mr. Williams, and we are appreciative when you do meet with us and consider our requests. With WCC 78, the Safety and Security Project, and I'll just describe a little bit about that, and Brian Delansky will give you more detail about the project. This is phase two of a three-phase project. The total project cost is $8,124,000. As Mr. Williams said, the state shares 50%. So the state will pay $4,062,000, and the county will pay $4,062,000. This second phase is in the amount of $4,090,000. So again, $2,045,000 for the state, $2,045,000 for the county. In the aftermath of the Virginia Tech tragedy, this came to the forefront. It was always part of our master plan of 1999, but again, after that, it came to the forefront. And we've already addressed phase one. The state has already bonded for their share. The county is authorized for their share. Phase two of the state has authorized bonding for their share, and we're here before you today to authorize bonding for phase two. Brian, why don't you describe a little bit about what we plan to do with phase two?
Just to take a half step back and kind of go over the full scope of the three-phase project. When I first arrived as the security director, we had very limited and decentralized security systems. We had very few CCTV cameras. We had almost no security alarm systems, and we didn't have any real sort of access control. Similar to what you have here, where you have to present an IT to be able to an ID card to be able to enter a space. And so what we did is we hired a engineering firm and a security consultant to be able to sit down and really do a full soup to nuts comprehensive security systems plan for the institution. And phase one focused primarily on emergency communication systems. This was really the priority post Virginia Tech, was just the ability to get out emergency information. So that included digital signage throughout the campus, PA systems throughout all of our buildings, which, believe it or not, we didn't have. And alert sirens on the campus. Phase two is where we really start to focus on more traditional security systems. That's where we start to focus on access control systems, CCTV cameras, alarm points on our perimeter doors. And phase two really focuses on the perimeter of the building. I call it locking the front door before you lock the bedroom. It's important that we be able to do that. It includes controllable door hardware so that if there is an emergency, we have the ability to lock down the entire campus with a single keystroke on the computer. Or we can section out a particular building, certain floors, and things like that. And then phase three, just looking ahead, will be where we start to move within the building and focus more on high-value areas and sensitive things within the buildings.
Very well. And it, we all heard about it a few months or year ago about this coming down. I think it's a breath of fresh air. And you know, these threats continue to happen nationwide. Somebody switches flips, and we have had a couple of incidents, bad ones. Any other comments from any member of the minister?
I just have a question because of the reliability of the commitment from the state. Because these days we see sometimes our money is, we promise certain monies from the state and we don't get them. Are they locked into this? Or?
Absolutely. It's a great question. And yeah. Phase one has already been bonded. And phase two have already been
at the state level.
Yes.
Okay, great. Because I noticed the message from the county executive says funds anticipated to receive from the state of New York, and I want to make sure we're going to get them. Yes. So thank you. Thanks for answering that question.
One question. In line, this is sort of security aside, in line with what Mr. Williams just suggested about the maybe some federal money for community colleges, as you go, hopefully we will hopefully approve this, and as this project moves forward, you're doing all this work, all these